yeah, that was it. How's it going, guys? Welcome back to the Hideout. My name is Holly and Jimmy. Joining me is my two co-hosts, Andrew Blaze. What is up, bro?
What's up, man?
And then joining us is the other co-host, Mr. Shane Smith. What's going on, sir?
Hey, how's it going? Happy to be back as always, man.
Yes, indeed. And joining us is the lovely Smothery Birdie. How you doing, Metal?
I'm good. I'm glad to be back.
Good. And tonight's topic, we are going to be talking about gaming communities, the good, the bad, and the toxic.
I hate that damn word, but it's like, you hear it so fucking much. And I just, fuck it.
I just hate it. It's been so overused.
It has. And I'm going to let Mr. Sander here take it away, because this was his topic.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, so not that long ago, I was thinking it would be a fairly interesting topic to cover. I mean, you have a lot of different things going on within the gaming sphere, and a lot of situations that came up. People have talked about women in games, and I guess like how it feels to be a woman in gaming in this day and age in comparison to what it used to be. And like one of the common things I always hear about is people always talking about the old Call of Duty lobbies and how insanely toxic it used to be and everything. And I don't know, like, James, you used to play a good bit of it back in the day. I mean, could you say that it was like that or not?
Oh yeah, most definitely.
God damn it.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Where are you?
That's what I needed to do. I need to still close down my audio.
But yeah, back in the day, you know, when you played online, you know, especially like Modern Warfare 2 days, it was pretty toxic because, you know, everybody wants you to get good and stuff like that. But
yeah,
you know, that's just how it goes.
Yeah, well, because I mean, go ahead, Shane.
Oh, I might be jumping a little too far ahead, but do you think like the like say the connection between people as individuals on the internet, whether it be forums or, you know, popular places or hole in the wall places of the internet, do you think that kind of exacerbated the gamer culture? Or do you think it just could be the fact that, you know, hey, I'm so far away from whoever this person is?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely anonymity.
Yeah.
Like knowing that no one can do anything to you or say anything to you exasperates that quite a bit.
It definitely emboldens the player or the person who might already lean towards those tendencies or give in to the tendencies of behaving like that.
I just went hard and I died. Like that was cold. That was great.
Jimmy carries us.
He got it. I tried. Yeah, but definitely I would have to say that I remember just like what I think it's a different time now, of course. Like especially with games like Apex and whatnot, like they even have these things where they try not to, I guess. They try to like form a better community, I suppose, versus what used to be in Call of Duty and everything else. And I don't know. It's just like my few personal things. What I remember, like when I used to play with James and stuff, I didn't really think anything was bad of it. It's just that you did have those types of guys who just OD about it, bro, like way over the top about every damn thing. Like we've joked about on your podcast before and on this one before about the guy who was yelling at you about playing ranked and shit.
Yes.
really stop upset. Playing fucking ranked!
Yeah.
And of course, we talked about it with James even tonight. You were talking about how there was some guy who, you were talking about PUBG. You know, people who were just like, damn, these people ain't even got no damn
And I was talking about that I was going to bring up too while you were talking. The guy from UFC, not from the UFC, but the guy when I was fighting him and he fucking found me on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like he beat me and he like harassed me and was just like, aha, you know, just like, I get it. One message like, yeah, dude, I smoked your ass. But like, he continued to send me messages to the point where I reported him and I blocked him. And then he found me on Instagram and started just, and he wasn't like, hey dude, why'd you block me? Or hey, no, he just kept going. Like he just doubled down like, you bitch, you know, you lost.
Like, bro, like what you want? What do you want from me?
And it's like, I'm not even the kind of person. I don't even communicate with people unless it's like somebody I'm, you know, I'm geared up to play the game. Like one of my friends, like I don't even really talk to people like that, like ever. And so for him to be hitting me up like that, mind you, it's not like I don't feel traumatized or anything, but it's like one of those things like, dude, like, what are you doing? And I'm a random person. Like, I was not like somebody that, you know, really gave you a run for your money or anything. Are you just like picking random people that you beat to troll? You know,
exactly,
like,
what they're doing.
That's
what,
like,
does that make them feel better? Just being like, eh, that's okay.
100%. It's the equivalency of jumping in the comment section and arguing about whatever trivial moment.
You get to choose where we jump.
Son of a bitch.
You're playing with you, Dad.
Yo, Uncle Jimmy's playing with me and Mommy's on somewhere, so you can't talk.
Wait, can I talk?
No.
Uncle Jimmy something?
No, not right now.
But he don't know how old I am.
Yes, he does.
No, he don't.
To be fair, it adds relatability. Because a lot of people have kids.
Yes. I know, right? Well, this one, both my kids in our gaming community, like, so it's Jimmy, you know, Crafty and Gong and all that stuff. They'll automatically come in and just steal my headphones and I won't know what's going on. And where are we going?
You're jump master.
Oh, why am I?
I was like, let's just see if we can go off from that.
Why am I the goddamn jump master?
I gave you the keys.
I was playing with you.
But that's what it is. It's like they'll come and they'll start doing it. What?
I was playing with you.
Other people. It doesn't matter. And so they just feel like I do not.
Don't tell me you're playing this game.
I am not playing this game.
Oh, yes, you are.
I have found you out.
I have learned.
Oh, yeah. Come on. I want to get up.
Yeah, but I mean, it does. Because I mean, like, all right, you do have trolls. Like, you got the people who just kind of there just to cause chaos and whatever else. But to me, it kind of sounds like you just don't roll the person the wrong way. Like, maybe you beat him at least once and he kind of felt in his feelings about getting beat.
I was about to say, there is another thing, something I have noticed on UFC, and I don't believe this was the case, mind you. But, like, if you play the same person online, it keeps a tally. So it's like, I might not play this dude for a whole year, but we could link back up online by happenstance, like on get matched up on a server or whatever, however it works. And it still has a count on how many times one of you has lost to the other one or vice versa. And that's kind of cool for the sake of just, you know, a game like that. I know it's not any of y'all's forte, but it's just, you know, it's cool because.
Oh, we're outside the circle.
If you see where you've played this person like 8 times and y'all have kind of gone back and back, you know, back and forth, it's kind of cool. But I don't think that was the case with this guy. I think this dude was just malicious intent of just being a total jerk. And that's what he was.
Malicious intent of being a total jerk.
I mean, because. Hold on, go ahead, buddy.
Like, it happens, like, where you get it, where they're just kind of like, oh, yeah, we're better than you. And you're kind of like, I'm not, like, I have a life outside of, like, this.
Right. Absolutely. But, I mean, obviously, to be fair, like, the full stop of it is, I don't think you necessarily have as many of those as you do have just people who just will say really shitty things to people. Not like, oh, you should go off yourself, but just, like, being really shitty to people. Or...
That's like basic.
And it seems to me like it's just an alternative form of, say, like a really – where I feel like I always would parallel it to, just because this is something I pay more attention to probably, is like the internet. Like how, like, you can find these corners of the internet where people just are like – it's like a – it's like a hive of just like really inappropriate types of things. But you become so accustomed with – behaving a certain way. This is definitely the picture that they paint for video games, say a more conservative point of view, but in the same breath there could be some merit. I digress.
Here's a blue shield over here.
It's a hive where you could pretty much say and do, you know, to a certain specific limit, which is a lot different than it would be if you were face to face with someone. So like the ceiling is a lot higher than it would be, because you're not going to say anywhere near, like you said, Xander, the anonymity or whatever it is, immunity.
Anonymity.
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 You are immune to the backlash, the physical.
Because, I mean, like, think about it. Like, back in the day when it came to, like, just couch co-op, right? For one thing, it's personal. Like, these are your friends. These are people that you grew up with. And if they ain't your friends, well, then they're, you know, a cousin or something like that. Somebody that knows your friend or whatever.
Yeah, you're either in their house or you're in yours.
Yeah,
so,
you're not about to take it to no level of, like, if y'all do get to the point of almost fighting, it's because of something else. Right. You know, it ain't because like you done hit me on the game or you done beat me up on the game or nothing like
you,
that. It's
you
like,
took no, my loot like, box or something.
Yeah, you were talking to old girl in school today and I didn't let you. It's some underneath type crap usually. Like right. It's a real argument. It ain't about the damn game.
It's an underlying issue.
Yeah, it's an underlying issue. But see, when it comes to all this other stuff, yo, where she at? She getting popped. Where you at?
Oh, I am... what's 03?
Okay, I see you.
Yeah, I gotta find some more ammo.
Yeah, but like that was the back in the day. Like, if you were in person with somebody, you know, there were consequences of that type of shit. Mm-hmm. It's like either y'all didn't talk no more for a little bit because you know somebody done said something that got in your nerves, or that's a fight.
Yeah,
you know, saying some wild crap like that, or getting cursed out. It's like they're. Not being in face-to-face, you know, being in personal space with each other, you don't have to deal with this type of stuff. But see, it's like, the question is, how does it exactly, like, not knowing each other and, you know, being anonymous, why would that lead to people just being, you know, assholes?
Well, yeah. A part of it, I think, also starts at a younger crowd.
Yeah.
Because we talk about cyberbullying. And if these, oh, fuck, shit. Talkies. I'm dead. Jimmy, you got this.
Just run, bro.
You got nothing on me. But that's what it is. Cyberbullying is like, it's a big thing. You see, like, what, 13 Reasons Why and all these people committing suicide.
Yeah.
All these teenagers because it's a culture that it's okay. Like, oh, you know, we need to stop this, but
yeah,
you know, it's okay. I'm online. I'm not hurting anybody.
Yeah, because I do remember back in the day, like
that's right, truth.
When I was like in high school and shit, they used to try to tell people all the time, like they were trying to do the whole anti-bully movement and stuff like that.
Oh, it was bullshit.
Because it really didn't do nothing. It's like you know, depending on where you live at, depending on what school you go to. Hey, hell, half the time the teachers would be in on, especially the coaches.
Oh, yeah. I was one of those. Like, I'd have students go after me, and then I would stand up for myself, and then I'd still get in trouble. I actually had a principal tell me I broke my arm in the sixth grade because I was trying to fit in. And I still got in trouble because I was the one doing the activity and forced the activity to stop because I got hurt off of it.
It's the dumbest shit.
I was trying to fit in. But I still got in trouble.
That's crazy. That's
yeah, that goes as far as almost like the type of thing to where like when you were a kid, it's like it's better to just turn the other cheek. You know, it's like the reason why is because as soon as you go to, you know, get your revenge or seek vengeance, you're going to be the one that gets caught and not them. So it's like, it's just the same thing that goes back to that old proverb or whatever you could find. On that,
I pull out the Bible.
Okay, but we're in a society where we want to be accepted and we want to find a place where we belong.
Mm-hmm.
And school is the hardest place to find it because you're changing and everything's. I am not Jumpmaster this time.
Better hope not. You better relinquish it.
But that's what it is. It's like you're trying to find a spot. Like I went to a school of, before I moved up to where I live now, it was. 166 people. I had 35 kids in my class.
Damn, I wish my goal was like that.
And I was the one that they picked on the most.
Yeah, because
the only reason is because I was not born in the state.
Yep, new.
Yeah, that's fucked up. And what's so
it's always it's something like
a classic,
stupid.
It's a classic trope, but sadly, it is so true. Like, not even exclusive to the fact of being the person from out of state, but like something so small and like irrelevant to like anything it could be as a like your character as a teenager or as a kid or whatever. Like, how irrelevant is that to what you could potentially bring to A, the conversation, or just B, to people's lives?
Right, and like, saying like, oh, my parents were poor. My mom was like a lab tech and my dad was a trade welder. So we were technically a nice, well-off middle-class family.
Yeah.
But it was like, nope, you were born out of state.
It's the dumbest shit.
It's and, like,
For us, we could try to say that it was like, oh, because somebody had, you know, somebody was poor, but it was like everybody's poor down there. Like, right, you're usually gonna have maybe like that one kid who tries not to act like he's poor. And that's what it usually was for our school. It'd be somebody like buying brand new clothes or something, be like, man, you ain't got no brand new clothes. I'm like, yeah, but we got money to pay for rent though, bitch.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, bro, I got my shoes from Walmart. Fuck off.
No, dude, yeah, I'm like, bro, these shoes is clean too. The shit that, call them buddies.
The shit that cracked me up, like, it was a little while after the fact. But like, you know, in 2008, they had like, you know, the economy was like crashing and all this other stuff. The housing market crashed, and like there was inflation and stuff like that. And all this different stuff was going on. And like a couple of years later, it was so funny to me. And it's like, I was old enough to, you know, to pay attention, but it didn't affect us any, because the Mississippi is the, like, got to be like at least
this one
in the three lowest, poorest states in the country. So it's like, it didn't affect us anything. It's like, we are used to being poor. Like, people know that if you jack up the prices too much, I don't know this for a fact, but it's like, they know if they jack up the prices too much in Mississippi, motherfuckers just ain't going to buy it.
Like, they're just going to be like, well, that's going to sit right there on the shelf. Yeah. Oh, God, I promise.
We're just going to buy more rice.
Yeah, but see, the thing is that, like, when it comes to kids, it doesn't matter. Because, I mean, like, kids don't have a filter. That's usually why, like, bullying happens the most when you are children. Because, like, kids just kind of say whatever the hell they're going to say. And right. It doesn't particularly even have to be anything, you know, like, serious. It's just, you're fat, you know, you, or like, you're the white kid in the black class, or you're the black kid in the white class, or you're the girl. It's like, it's whatever they can easily point out to. So it's like, when it comes to kids, that's gonna happen. But it's like, when you get to high school, it becomes like a whole other issue then, because it's like damage, real damage can be
done. I mean even in the adult community, like, even if you find out, like, someone who's gaming, like, I found someone out who games, and unfortunately we work together, and there's days when I'm at work and he'll say something completely sarcastic and something that's like really bad, and other people just kind of look and they're like, how in the hell is that okay? Like,
so like, he's trying to take like the gaming culture and apply it to real life, basically.
Well, and he's just like, I'm an introvert, and a part of me is like, I am too, but I talk to other people. And
yeah, exactly.
If you have to say you're an introvert, you're something other than that, I promise.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
If you have to tell people, like, when they, it's unwarranted. Like, I didn't even ask you what your personality type was. Or you know, it's like, I'm an introvert. Like,
I'm an introvert.
I think you just need more.
Like, no, somebody, you heard somebody say that once, and now you don't know how to stop saying it. Like, this is a brand new word for you. Good for you. You found out.
I just want alone time. That's my person. I'd say my personality is, I'm an exhausted pigeon, because I just like.
Explain this. This is your personality type. Exhausted pigeon. We have to add this to the DMT or whatever the hell that Briggs Myers.
Oh yeah, someone actually asked me that, and I tell people, because like, if we talk about personalities, everyone, like, yes, I'm loud. Yes, I talk a lot. And everyone attributes that to, like, what being like an extrovert, being really out there. According to Myers-Briggs, I'm an introvert because I hate large crowds. I get overwhelmed. I get like, I don't want to be the life of the party. And I just said, I do a really good job of hiding it because I have to work around people.
Yeah.
So it's very easy to front and put off the persona that I'm an extrovert.
Yep.
When I'm at home, oh, I'm happy, like, content, like, not going anywhere, not speaking to anyone, not, you know.
I think that's like two other people in this podcast right now.
And Jimmy is not one of them.
Oh, Jimmy is one of them.
He's one. But James is one of them, but it, like, he's a bit more introverted than me in a way, because like, he has no issue like going out and meeting people and like finding new friends and shit. If I find a new friend, it's completely by accident, and I usually don't try to keep contact with them.
Actually, I think so. We talked about this the other day about how I got into our gaming group, and we're here going, I don't know how I got in there. And I remembered how I met Gong was through Dia. But then somehow, I don't know if I got into a crafty stream or whatnot, but I don't remember how I started talking and gaming with the guys. and becoming this tight knit like community?
Yeah, that's actually like a pretty good question. Because I always kind of wanted to know, like, how does that work exactly? Because like me and Shane, one of the things we talk about when it comes to online gaming, like I cannot deal with like just trying to like find somebody else online and talk to them or chat with them or nothing like that. Like I don't even care about it. Yeah. It's like it gets real awkward, real quiet. Some people can do that real easy, but it's like I'm not one of those people.
Well, when you're forced into a chat with somebody and they start chatting and they start wanting you to talk, you kind of go along with it.
It definitely makes sense whenever you get, say, let's just, you know, you land with somebody who clearly isn't like 8. And it's like okay, like that's like the first like checklist. And it's like, okay, well, if I get past that, it's like there's not a heavy language barrier between you and whoever the person is you're talking with. It all depends really on what games you're playing too. But like if I'm talking to someone, they're like, yeah, man, you know, I'm in college, you know, like I'm blah, 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 chilling in my dorm. And it's just like they're normal, calm people. But I also hate getting on there with like, yeah, bro. So, you know, they might be my age, but they're also like that one guy who was just like bragging. He's talking about the other game. Like he was like bragging about what level he was in
War. Are you oppressed about this kid?
I know. And like, I think it's just because I'm not made. I didn't grow up with this world. I don't understand it enough, but like, I should have probably just been like tossed it to the side and be like, you know, that's cool. Good for him. Like he's happy that he did well. But all I could think to myself was like, how do you come over to this other game just to be like,
just to talk shit about the game.
And it's like, dude, I'm just here. Like only reason I'm playing right now is because, and talking to you is because my friends that are also like my comfort zone that like also, you know, like it's important to me to be able to play with them. They're not on. So please shut the fuck up about you playing Warzone.
Stress as it is.
Yes. Like I've had a long week, you know, like, it's like,
this reminds me of someone who tried getting into our gaming circle, Jimmy. And we just kind of were like, nope, not going to happen.
He shall not be named.
He shall not be named.
You guys aren't open to being in people's comfort circles. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no. So, like, we have ours, but when like people come in and they like, hold up, they try and like weasel their way into things, or they're like always there, or they like don't include everyone like in the group. It's easy to like not let them in. But the problem is like sometimes we'll be playing a different game, and we actually had this the other night, and we'll be talking about something and then come in even with the group and then start playing a different game while we're playing, and like we're on stream or something, and being completely disrespectful to the stream that's going on.
Oh.
Yeah, I got you. So pretty much they're coming in already like with a bunch of red flags. They're kind of showing you that they're not going to be respectful of the group or the stream, and it's like they're just doing their own thing.
Yep. That's how it goes.
They're just trying
it's like, well, when you're trying to get into these situations with, you know, friends online, like you should probably want to start off on a good foot, right?
By the way, Wall's coming.
I think it probably works the same way that it does in any other kind of, you know, thing where you have to network. It's like, but some people try to go through different, I mean, let's just to parallel it with like rap, little like local rap stuff. I mean, people will go and they'll be buddy buddy with somebody just to see how many people they can get off of them, like what they can get out of them, and then they'll bail out. It's like they come and pretty much pillage someone for their connections and their, you know, their studio hookup and stuff, and or even their
just cloud chasing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, if all of you guys stream, I mean, technically, obviously all of you guys are friends and y'all are trying to grow together and as individuals, but like somebody coming in is like, oh, I see there's this nice little community. They've got, you know, say 1,000 people that, you know, amongst all of them that pay attention, maybe I can pick up 300 of those just by making my way through the circle.
And yeah. Cloud farming.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in these sort of contexts, you actually want like real friends. That way you build a pretty decent community.
Right. I mean, that's what I've gathered by the guys who continue to be a part of definitely the Hideout community. Like, I mean, all of y'all seem like y'all are pretty good friends and y'all get along, and people who stream, they support each other, and
we try.
You know, all that's cool. You know, I mean, obviously everybody's in different places in their life, which makes it beautiful when you get any amount of people together. doing stuff like this, whether it be a podcast or the, you know, a streaming collective or whatever it may be.
It works bad for that one, James.
It is cool when you get that many people around together that can work together, but that's rare. So it's like, you got to take into consideration there are people out there that are kind of like snakes. Like, they really want to just, which kind of, I guess, goes to the whole gaming community in general. Those people do exist, just like they do in any other, you know, community based way to become popular.
It just sucks. Yes. But a good, very good point.
I didn't mean to go on a tangent there, but it
no, like, dude, like, hey, you were hitting the bricks, whatever the fuck that means. I don't know what the fuck. Yeah, but like I said, I kind of do want to ask the question of, like, so when people, you know, when you kind of, you guys already kind of gave me an example of what you guys look for when you're trying to, you know, find somebody putting into the community or whatever. Like, do you feel that having kind of like boundaries is gatekeeping? Because I get sick of hearing that damn term as well. But do you feel like that's a bad thing, or do you feel like it's good to kind of have like some sort of boundary and some sort of idea of what you want for your group?
Oh, boundaries are always good.
Because
it means like, it's a relationship either way, even if it's a gaming relationship or whatever, it's still a relationship, and you need to have those boundaries, because then if you don't, then it's easy for other people to come in and take advantage of those boundaries.
Yes,
exactly.
Oh, dang, I got shot. I got ate up by some velociraptors. I'm gone.
I literally
you died?
Bro, I got like the monsters were eating me, and then somebody shot me in the back of the head while I was getting ate up. Like, everything happened to me.
I just want y'all to know that there's been like 4 or 5 times in my mind that I've had to remind myself that I am not playing my game with y'all. Like, because we're every time y'all say something about being in some chaotic situation, I too am in a chaotic situation, and I keep thinking, I'm like, oh shit, you know, like, where are they? And then like, it's like a phantom dream. I'm playing a whole different game. Like, this shit is just on some different shit.
He's freaking out. Whoa, yeah,
gosh.
And you know, I got a grenade like cooking already. So I'm like, just ready to go. I got you guys. And it's like, oh no.
Like, bro, you're not here.
Oh.
What you mean?
No, it's dark out.
And there's people out there.
I don't care. Their rules.
No.
Their kids, their rules. No. Our family, our rules.
No.
Don't care.
No.
No.
I wish your rule is
that. How do I did not do any damage?
Because
I felt like I was doing well too.
You can growl all you want, but the answer is still going to be no.
Why are you growling? Come on now.
It's the oldest now growling.
If you ever want to be humbled by a child, let them tell you no when you tell them something. It's like the worst thing in the world, because you have to be a responsible adult and be like, you know what? You're wrong, but in the part of you, it's like,
you're wrong.
There's a part of you that just wants to be like, okay, dude, you know what? Go do whatever the fuck you want to do.
This is your house. I don't even get to take the clock.
Yeah,
whatever happens, happens. Me and your mom can make a new one.
Dude, I'm telling you, when I was a teenager, early 20s, I used to just be like, yeah, if I was a fucking parent, I would do everything that I don't do now. I swear to God, dude.
I know, like, we had those conversations. Yes. I was like, you know, I'm like, you're probably not going to be in this. Ain't like that.
I mean, don't get me wrong, dude. I mean, I'm a good parent. I believe in myself as a parent. But
I beat my kids.
I'm a great parent. I'd be like, you ever waterboarded your kid? You should.
Got a hole in the drywall. Got a bottle.
Hey, in a video.
The answer is no.
Yeah, in a video.
I'm pretty sure that there's only adults outside. All the kids are in bed.
No, they're not. There's three kids out there.
Well, you know what? Our household, you're inside.
They sent a drone out there to see how many kids are out there.
Right.
Hey, dang, where'd y'all get this from?
No. Children are like terror negotiators. They are like our master negotiators. They know how to try and spin it to their own ways.
They do.
Then Remy.
I've seen it, and I remember when I used to do it.
The first thing they learn is
I haven't persuasion. Grown out of it.
I swear to God, the first thing they learn is persuasion.
Right.
It makes sense.
Makes sense.
I don't care how old you are. Until you are old enough to live on your own, you have to listen to my rules.
Damn. That's right, Mama. Get them. Get them, Mama.
You're like, as soon as I turn 18, I swear to God.
Oh, yeah.
It's outside.
It's dark.
And you're not even looking out there.
I know. I see a fire. That's about all I see.
And you're not even looking.
Oh, they're turning up out there.
Well, it is. Like, so, does it look like I care that there's children outside?
Yes.
Does it?
Yes. Both of them said yes.
It looks like you care, Mom. Mom, it looks like you care. Listen.
You know what? This is a toxic gaming community right here.
this is pretty on par.
And not to mention, it's guys.
That's accurate.
What is this? This is another white shield.
I'll erase all your color over all your drawings that you
did. They threatened to color over some drawings. They are terrorists.
Yes.
Can I talk to them?
No.
No, I'm not talking to these.
Ow!
That's what you get.
Wow, Remy. No present for you.
That is the oldest. That is a Kieran.
That's Kieran. Oh, Kieran, bad.
They're like, I'm going to live my life and I'm going to keep acting.
That's exactly like, what I'm going to keep doing. What
I
do. I
know you're lying.
Yeah, so I mean, like, we can touch early on, like, banter. No. And the spirit of competition and all the kind of crap that goes with it. You know, of course, when you have like competition, I guess what people call like guy talk or whatever. But to me, I mean, it really shouldn't be any sort of sex between it. But usually, you know, you're going to talk some shit.
Yo!
You know, depending on who wins, who loses, or whatever, people end up like talking about it.
God damn it, behind.
Oh, damn.
301.
Oh,
301 West. 301 West. 301 West.
Oh, I see him. Oh. Okay, once we clear this area out, damn it. I ain't going.
I always make the joke that I have to play with the handicap. Mirage
ability.
Well, we were surrounded by like three teams, bro. That's what I'm gonna tell myself. Yeah, but anyway, like. Yeah, so we talk about like banter and, you know, the spirit of competition. I hear a lot of people usually use it as kind of an excuse, like it's just competition, you know, it's just fun, it's just whatever. But you always kind of have to deal with the ramifications of it, like what's necessarily going too far versus, you know, like what is just people having a good time and playing around.
Swatting somebody's house is going too far.
That's different.
Wilding.
That's different though.
Wilding.
Hey, I got a question for y'all real quick. Do you think in court you could say that swatting someone is attempted murder?
Mom, what you said?
Yes. Hey, if somebody dies.
No,
I'm saying like even if nobody dies, could you still say charge someone with attempted murder?
Yeah, because I mean a lot of people actually die from
swatting.
Yeah, there's actually been a couple of cases where the police go in and the people act like act like they don't know what they're doing. The police take it the wrong way and they start, you know, they take it out of the situation and it escalates and somebody dies from it.
So people start taking how they play games into a situation in real life and think that they can.
Hold on. Listen, we need to make sure we're clear with what we're talking about here. Okay. So you go to the court and someone swatted you. You find out who they are. You press charges. You have a lawyer who basically says to them that this is attempted murder because if these cops would have kicked the door in and a situation was a certain type of situation, whatever it may be, if they kicked the door in and the only reason they had a reason to kick in the door was based off of the SWAT call.
Yeah, we can see a lot of times it depends on the SWAT call.
Wait, like, one moment. Usually,
but that's what I'm saying. You don't have to explain because I understand. What I'm saying is, would it be attempted murder in jail?
Yeah.
I mean, excuse me, in court.
Yeah. especially like I said, depending on what the person then said, but in most cases, swatting has been used, you know, either accidentally or maybe even on purpose, sure. And people have gotten shot. Because, I mean, like, the cops, they don't know. They're going to come into the situation, and let's say that you said, this person's a fucking drug dealer, and they've been out here, like, you know.
Or say there's kids kidnapped with guns to their fucking heads. Like,
a lot of SWAT calls nowadays are hostage situations or stuff like that.
Dang.
Yeah, because they have to act immediately. Like, it's protocol for them to just bust up in there. Hey, someone has been kidnapped, and they're in your group. Like, dude. Honestly, to me, that is like the scariest thing in the world for someone to come through my house, like because someone swatted me. Like that, to me, that is the most terrifying thing in the world to me. Like I'm putting a timestamp right now, so I can cut that out of this podcast, so no one hears that.
I don't want
anyone to ever know that that is something they should ever do to me. Not only do I have a child, but like, whew, that's just scary. That's terrifying.
I like the trauma, like going through that would be enormous. Like, I'm trying to think, like, if that happened, I'd be scared too. I'm like, I have two kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no scenario where that's good. Even if you're just a bro that lives by yourself that fucking talks shit on Fortnite, that would be terrifying if the cops kicked in your door, you know, and with fucking big ass guns just ready to take you over. Like, that is terrifying to me.
Yeah, because I mean, you had the question, like, why would the person who, you know, decided to do this, why would they want to swat you in the first place? Was it because they lost the game? It was, you know, for shits and giggles.
Is there anything that I could do?
Shits and giggles.
Is there anything that, and this goes to just the whole fact of everything we're talking about here, is there anything I could do that warrants you doing that to me?
No. You know, nothing.
Within the realms of us playing this video game or any other game where you can talk and chat online and... within just that parameter, is there anything I could do worth you swatting me? Nothing. No. There's nothing I could do that would be worth that.
And see, I'm thinking at first, initially, it was probably people doing it as like a prank or a joke until folks started getting killed.
I mean, let's be honest. I'm going to be completely honest with you because I know I'm always talking shit, but I think that is...
God damn it!
I think that is hilarious from an outside looking in point of view. Like, dude, he got the cops to kick in his door and he didn't have shit in his house. Ha ha. You know what I'm saying? That's hilarious. That's funny.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I get the prank aspect of it. It is kind of funny at first, but it's like, it ain't no joke. It'll be more funny if you find out, like, Ashton Kutcher pops up or something like that. That was probably an old ass.
You
like,
just got pumped.
Yeah, fucking yeah. 2001. But it'd be better if that kind of happened. But it's like, no, this is like, sometimes it can be somebody who's just seething. You know, just pissed off about losing the game. They're like, fuck, I'm gonna get this dude, bro.
Honestly, you could do nothing to nobody. But let's say you're great at the game and you just get, honestly, a good headshot on somebody.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they think they're the best. You take them out and, you know, they get pissed off. They can easily just go, all right, click, 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 click. You live over here at 5556 West Nile Street, something like that. And bam, there you go.
Yep. Doxing everybody's house and stuff like that, too. It's just like, well, exactly like what sort of mental space can that sort of person be in? It's like, you know, I hear a lot of people talking about people who are like terminally online or whatever the fuck they call it, where it's just like that brain is just, this is their life, and they feel like you've threatened them, like you've taken something that is theirs, and you have like, that hits them deep. That's probably what happened with that dude who's like harassing you, Shane, more than likely.
Yeah, no shit. It ruined my life.
I don't know, but there's also good things about the community, you know, certain game communities too.
So. Yeah, like with the community we got. I think for a lot of people, you know, for the positives of it, you do have people who like found each other. You have people who've become like, I think I've heard of several stories where people got married, you know, through like World of Warcraft or Final Fantasy or something like that.
You
can't find
Dark Souls 3. How many husbands or wives do you have in that game, Jimmy?
Only one, and that is apparently you.
That's true.
Like, I'm gonna rack up though. He's like, James is a thought in that game. James is for the streets.
Speaking of being married, my wife just texted me and she said, shh, keep it down, please don't wake him. My son is asleep in his own room tonight. So she's back there. She's back there drawing and doing her thing. And if he wakes up, he's going straight to her room. And
I'm jealous right now.
He's only three, so
I'm still jealous because my 5-year-old, almost 6-year-old, still doesn't want to sleep in her own bed.
Oh well, I don't want him to sleep in his own bed. I want to snuggle up next to him, but he needs to get used to sleeping in there.
You want him to sleep in his own room because it's better for you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know. That's what exactly. Okay, you're right. Everybody would say that, but I like snuggling with my little buddy. But in the same breath, to me, it seems like the responsible thing to get him to sleep in his own room because he's going to have to do it eventually. And if you read online, where people are like,
couch.
I was about to say, when you read online and I hear stories about people like, shit, I wasn't fucking sleeping in my parents' bed when I was three.
Fuck no, I was sleeping by myself.
I think I was sleeping by myself as well.
No, I'm not
talking to you.
I'm not going to lie. I had a cheat code. I had a big brother. We were close in age. So I slept in his bed when we were kids. So
must be nice.
Well, I lucked out. I was fortunate enough to have a brother that was close in age, and he liked me, so it worked out.
I think I attempted to. I don't remember with three. Like, I think my dad said I kept getting out the damn crib or something.
Yeah.
I kept finding ways to get into the bed. He'd be like, man, that motherfucker. They literally told me that. He told me straight up, like, piece of shit. But you try to cop block me so many damn times. I was like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm that boy. But
I almost punched the shit out of that guy.
Me, bro, I ain't know what was going
to happen. I almost punched the shit out of that guy.
I was just about to start swinging.
What, Remy? No, you.
Yeah, I almost got him too. Shit.
Oh my God. Okay, I got something good and a pistol.
Fuck is he at?
I see him. He running. Pop smoke on his bitch ass.
He got lucky.
No, he ain't get lucky. I'm going to start wildly shooting into the smoke. Ah, dang. Try to catch him slipping. He in there. Shit. He blows it off.
He came out from oh, wow.
Where is he at?
He went behind the door. He's over there. They're both hiding.
Come back over to me.
All right, I'm here.
Hello.
Oh, man. I think we forgot for like 2 seconds we're doing a podcast.
Yeah, it got real, bro.
It got real. Dude, no, I 100% just forgot as well because I was doing like 3 other things on my phone. And then
you can just cut out all that.
I noticed none of you guys said anything as well.
Yeah, all you heard was just coordination going on. Yeah. I was like, yeah, you go get down. Oh, bastards. Slid.
Slut.
Oh, slut, what the hell? Yo, dude, that's fucked up. You don't say slut.
I mean,
oh my God, that dude came across the fucking the cane. Well,
like,
my ass.
He was going to, like, I was like keeping it, but no, it's having a good community is awesome when you find the right one because you're able to, do things that you feel like you can't.
I was he trying to get in the corner. What the fuck?
Oh shit! From behind.
Oh.
From behind, bro. We're surrounded in here.
God dang.
All right.
But then the problem is that within that close knit community, though, sometimes people take advantage of the situation. Or create a situation that should probably have never been created in the first place.
Yeah, like elaborate. You ain't got to put out no names or nothing like that.
I feel like we didn't hit something now, but like, what do you mean?
What?
Like,
then take off your dress. Come here. So, yeah. So, so situations happen. And then the problem is then while it's great that you play games together, there's discourse because just the situation creates tension. Yo.
No.
Then go lay down. It creates, do you want it off on Tuesday? But it creates discourse and then it creates tension. And then your group kind of has a little bit of a fracture in it.
Yeah.
Because of how like your people in your group have been treated and everything. And it shouldn't ever be like that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I got, yeah. Cause I mean, that can happen just even amongst like friends and shit, but it's like the, it's like everybody's kind of on one page for a while and everyone's kind of cool. And there's that one person that does something that kind of like brings tension between everybody else. And it's like, you don't particularly want there to be an issue with everyone else, but it's like, it puts everyone in kind of like awkward positions, I guess. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, well, yeah, but it's just, or there's scenarios created because you have like a diverse gaming community.
Yeah.
Where it's not just men, it is men and men and females, men and women.
Yeah.
And
you got some old dogs who want to hold on to the old ways.
Well, not that, or they like, or they try to, you know, feel like, you know, oh, we just need to group these people together and do all this sort of thing. And it like, it just creates problems because then things, not tonight.
I want to.
Why are you in a mood?
I want to take a bath. I want to take a bath.
You took one yesterday.
I want to take a Remington, bath.
This is my life.
I want to take a bath. I want to take Welcome a bath. To my life.
I
want to take
a bath. I hear this every day.
It is. This is like literally. Yo, the answer is no. No.
Sure.
But,
let's go for the buildings.
All right. But you can keep, as I said, it changes and then you want to continue being with your community, but then you also feel like you've stated things and people still don't trust your boundaries.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, like,
I think Jimmy knows exactly.
He texts, he's like, I guess he knows. I guess. Yeah, but so I mean, would that be more of a, like I said, was that more because like you had some guy, let's say, who was just kind of like not respectful of certain boundaries that were implemented? Because see, I want to be like, as a woman, how does it feel to play video games? Because that's cringy as fuck. But I mean,
it's true. So okay, so I will put it out there that when I stream, mm-hmm. I don't care about the views. And I know like, oh, yeah. If I want at one moment get viewers, I know what to do. And it's sad knowing that if I want viewers, I have to like degrade myself.
Yeah. Tubs, hot tubs, Twitch streams.
Hot tubs, Twitch streams, like being in lingerie, anything. But then that's the point is, am I being taken seriously as a streamer? Am I being taken seriously as a person?
Probably not. But I mean, that's it kind of, because I mean, sometimes you do have women who do that, who like Twitch stream, who, you know, titty stream, whatever they call it. But then they actually do have like a fairly well, I'm sorry to say, but I mean, yeah, but they have like a fairly good idea of like video games. So, but then of course you have to worry about the ones who just don't know. Like they're essentially just there just to talk about, you know, just to be naked or just to bring in, I guess,
viewers. Yeah, they just want the money.
A certain type of viewer.
Right. But that's also another thing is that like you go in and you're playing and if a man like, oh, you're a girl streamer, you don't know anything about gaming.
Yeah. Dude,
Jimmy just heard like the other day, like since Genshin is my go-to game. Genshin is like my jams. I'm like explaining this and everything and he'll see me like I had it in there one moment and I was like, let it go zoom. And he's like, what the fuck?
Hey, I'll straight admit, I know nothing. I had to learn on that.
It's crazy. And it's because it's like, when we hear about it, I guess from like a dude's position, we'll be like, man, it ain't that bad. They just be out here fucking capping. But it's like, sometimes you have to be around a woman or play with a woman to kind of get it. Like, that crap is annoying. Whenever a girl plays a game and it's just like, oh, you a girl? It's like, bro, is this still happening? Like, I thought...
trust me, it still happens. It's sad.
And that's the thing. It's like, it's... But I think it's also that we're still in this area where a lot of things are supposed to be male-oriented. And remember, women are supposed to take care of the household. Women are supposed to be, you know, baby makers, everything, just all the shit.
This is 2022.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Right. This isn't the 1940s or 50s. Yeah, it's 2022. It's we have to be able to be okay that women can game too. We have to be okay that women can do anything a man can do.
Yeah. It's like, but like when it comes to this game and shit, it's just like it really does suck. Because I mean, I would think it has improved some, but it's just a situation where it's like you have some guys who would try to hide behind. It's just a joke. Like, it's just banter. Dudes joke with each other like that all the time. But the difference is that, like, when dudes do it, we're not joking on each other. Oh, crap.
Oh, shit!
I'm trying. We coming through with the plug.
God! Thank you, Remy. What do you need?
After I were at the store,
this dude just threw a whole bomb at me, bro. And I lived.
Oh, I'm dead.
Oh, damn it. And I'm dead, too. Yeah, but just it's the concept that they love to hide behind. It's just a joke. Like, men can take it and stuff like that.
Like, you can't, like, we're just joking around. You don't need to take it seriously. Like, me.
Yeah, or they'll say, like, men get just as much harassment as women do. And it's like, yeah, but it's a different type of harassment we're talking about. Because he's like, go ahead.
Yeah, but you don't understand. You know, that's also like hurting the feelings, you know, like.
Yeah, and they're like, man, fuck it. Like, when I was playing the game, fucking feelings. It's like, dude, we get it. You were in the dark times of Call of Duty or whatever else. But it's like, things is trying to, you know, back when I was a kid, back when we were playing video games, cool to have a girl to play. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand where this crap came, where it's just like everyone's trying to purposely be edgy again. I thought the edgy thing, like, moved over or whatever. But I guess it's reactionary bullshit.
Nah, people are still edgy, cringy. They'll do it because they either want to hurt your feelings or for attention.
Right. And then that's the thing is, like, at what point is it like, why do you have to self-deprecate yourself to get the attention of other people, or you have to go bully to make yourself feel good?
Yeah. And I guess if you are like an other or like whatever, they'll kind of look at you and be like, well, why can't you just take it? And it's like, why do I have to play it? Why do I have to? You know what I'm saying? It's like, why can't we all just have a good time and play the damn game? It's like, what's up with this bullshit? Where it's like, oh, if you just come along with this and joke, you know, you can talk shit to us too. And it's like, all right, if I do, you know, are you going to be able to take it? You know what I'm saying? But why shout out in the first fucking place? It's like, that's some pick me type shit.
What?
Why does people say, like, it hurts my ears? Sometimes I feel like, don't hurt my ears.
Oh, I'm the one.
Mom,
what?
I like the character you all, because it looks super beautiful.
Thank you.
I have a question that I want to ask.
Yeah, I forgot Shane was here.
I think it's actually,
yeah, I was like, dude, what'd you do?
I think it's pretty relevant to the conversation. I mean, and I could be wrong, but in the same breath, I mean, it does kind of exist heavily here. What do we all think? Maybe not necessarily collectively, but what do we all think about incels?
That plays into it, I think. But
I mean, I think that's like the main thing that I think of when I think of toxic video gamers, which I know is not the majority.
It ain't, bro. I mean, like,
I do think of incels.
Okay, like, here's my theory about it, right? Initially, incel meant, like, involuntary celibate. Like, that was the whole thing of it. It was just a guy or a girl who couldn't, you know, get with somebody sexually or even romantically, period. That was the whole premise of it.
Because they played Diablo too much.
Or really,
I thought it was WoW.
Oh, hold on.
No, I never played.
I mean, maybe they play League of Legends too much.
Essentially, damn, bro. James. Hey, man, you telling on yourself?
Hey, hold on now.
It's like, whoa, for everything.
I play League. Hold on now. What the fuck you getting at, James?
What were you saying though, Alex?
Yeah, but James just hangs up.
I think we could all talk a little bit about this.
Because we're not that tight. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's a difference between like the nerds of what we used to be in versus like the internet nerd or the internet geek or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Like, but at the same time, incel is an overused insult completely. I don't think that people are.
I'm not talking about the insult. I'm talking about
just the term.
I'm talking about the incels.
Well, I mean, that's the problem. It's like,
around it. Oh, it's right there.
They're always on top of a freaking hill.
What?
Bitch, we can pop smoke too.
Up grenade. Life. Or whatever is.
He skittled up. He skedaddled.
I'm like, no, one inside the building.
Building right next to us.
Yeah, the building right in front.
They try to get out. They're running. They running across the fucking field. But when it comes to incels, they're not bad people, right? Like, some of them are just, to me, they're what nerds used to be. It's just another insult to say, hey, you're another, you're a nerd. You're somebody that's not attractive. You're somebody that can't, who's not a part of the social norms or whatever. But like, after that Elliot Roger dude shot up a damn school and, you know, the whole internet did the whole, I mean, but that's what it comes from. It's like, it's the reaction to that reaction. It's just that guy made a manifesto talking about women and stuff. And next thing you know, dudes on the internet memed about it and made jokes about it. And of course, those jokes and memes became like true for some people. Like, and then you had like the red pill community, which was initially started to, it was initially really started by like older dudes who were talking about bad failed marriages. That was the main part of it at first, but then it kind of turned into women need to stay in their fucking place. And here's the PUA crap and like the game and nil. Some of it helps people for the most part. It doesn't.
You know, I know the kitchen is a great place to be. The problem is though, it gets hot.
Yeah, especially when you're cooking in the summer, bro. It's like,
right. It's so we just wanna.
Person.
We just wanna, you know,
get
like.
Out. Get out the kitchen sometimes.
Get out the kitchen. And, you know, even the laundry room, I understand, you know, washing those clothes, it's always fun. But, you know, people just, we just want to change a pace.
Yeah, and play a game. Or do, right? Do something that's like, yeah, it's weird to me because I feel like what it was that there was a certain point in time when we were able to get past all this, but everything got odd and political. And then after that.
There's three behind me that I'm coming your way with.
I'm dropping the smoke.
Okay,
there's people over there.
What is it that the incel community, which exists obviously, what is it that they mainly
coming to move in?
Like, what are like their two or three things that they mainly are upset about?
The main complaints is that they cannot get. Initially, what the original complaints were was that they were not able to find love. That was it. Like, most of these guys are what you would call like true. They used to have another word for it, which is like true force loneliness or something like that.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it was essentially a person who cannot find love, who cannot find a girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. But see, it was mainly used as an attack on a man.
Right.
And mainly these sources were usually amongst the dudes, because I guess the common idea is that like, well, it's easier for a guy to, you know, it's easier for a girl to get with a guy than a guy to get with a girl. But right. Sometimes it just comes down to like just, you know, bad social cues and shit. Because like you read a lot of these incel pages and it'll be like, how do you talk to a girl? Like these dudes don't even know how to have a conversation. It's like they come up and they're trying to like mac, like rile the top instead of just actually talking to somebody like a person.
Or they don't even know how to approach a woman.
Yeah. It's like they kind of have this whole idea of everything I do is wrong and she hates me and da 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 and this and that and the third. And it's like, I get where the frustration comes from, but it's, you know, it's something that you just kind of had to grow out of. Like,
right. But some men don't.
Well, okay. So that also then relates, like, incels also go like, okay, so we go on that. If you're gaming and you say, oh yeah, I have two kids. Oh, where's their dad? Oh, I don't have it. Oh, so you can't find anybody. Like someone was good enough to sleep with you, but not stay with you.
Yeah.
And then so like that. You're done.
Yeah, but I need.
But it's so it like the way how it is like while the community's supposed to be small, it seems like it's growing larger, but it's only because of insults that other people are saying.
Yeah, and memes. And definitely memes. It's like some of these things, which initially usually start off as jokes, people spin that shit around, and you know, it can go from being a joke to for whatever reason to all of a sudden like people taking it way too seriously. It's like a bunch of dudes sitting around being like, "I hate women." Yeah, I hate women too. And you know, 2 months later, no, dude, I really hate women. I dead ass hate women. I'm misogynistic as fuck. Andrew Tate and me go way back in the day. Like it ends up like crossing some sort of board. But see, it's like they do that because they feel like the anger that they have or whatever is justified. But yeah, when it comes to gaming circles, I guess they usually are associated with gaming circles. But I mean, they can be associated with pretty much anything anybody that's always online.
Sit.
No, I want to say, watch YouTube.
If that answers your question, Shane.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's definitely fair. Because, I mean, I'm just curious. The only reason why I bring it up particularly is because, honestly, whenever you guys were talking about the you know, kind of what we were going to talk about tonight, that was the first thing that came to mind. Because, I mean, even when I was younger, like, let's just say 10 years ago, like, we didn't have all these terms and names and stuff that we used.
You were just a nerd.
Yeah, but the way that you read people was you couldn't put a pin on what type of person they were, but you knew that they played World of Warcraft. And you knew that maybe like they never leave their house, like, and they live at their mom's. Not saying that any of this stuff is necessarily wrong, but you knew. But when you find out these people are like 40 and they've been doing the same thing since you were like 15, like that's when, you know, you start getting curious. But I digress. But now people look at that and there's communities for those people too. Like, because used to, you had to go out into the world and be a part of a specific community, whether it be going to youth group or going to mini park or going to play soccer. Or,
he brought the mini park in.
I'm just saying, or going to public school. Public school opens up direction to plenty of those types of things, those types of community building experiences. And so, like, but now, for one, we're not in high school, but also we're adults. So where do you find that? Well, it just so happens we have grown up in the society, like the culture and society.
You're doing it.
that where it's easy to find that online, on your phone, in your hands.
Yeah, but see, the question that is like, but you still get socialized through school. Like that's my general question.
That's
about,
where
like, exactly,
it actually starts, really.
Yeah, like that's the whole point of school. Like, I mean, it, not the whole point, of course, but I mean, let's keep it a set. Like, a good bit of it is just socializing. Dude, I can understand it from someone who's maybe homeschooled and, you know, the parents keep them shut in, but you're gonna maybe find a girlfriend or a boyfriend or, you know, at least know people who have. You're gonna communicate with people through school some way. So it's like, what are these people missing exactly in this day and age? Or is it because they're not getting the communication that they crave through school? Like, it could just be that.
Manga agrees with you, Sander.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, thanks, man. There's different.
Oh, Father, give me sight.
The way that things function and get into the brains of young people, I don't even understand how it works. But I tell you what, it works a lot different than it did when we were kids.
It was because, dude, that's like, you could play video games online. I mean, like, it's been out for a minute, but it's like the thing was is that we still like to go outside. But see, that may just be a Southern thing.
Oh, for us. Oh, like, no, you were forced outside.
Like, yeah, your parents wouldn't play that. Yeah.
You're like, go outside, don't come back until the streetlights are gone.
Yeah.
Like, that's how it was. And now it's like, oh, no. You got to stay where I can see you. You got
to. Yeah. I'm going to put this iPad in your hand. You end up like training the kids early on in life for that kind of crap.
No, man, explain, sir.
I mean, I feel like there's, when it boils down to that too, though, I mean, I don't know, maybe it's because I'm also equally indoctrinated into that. But like, I look at it this way. I'm like, you know, we all adapt and whatever. You know, my son's 3, so it's like I haven't experienced a lot of that stuff yet. But I think to myself, I'm like, you know, yeah, you can go play in the yard, but like, don't be doing anything crazy. and like
in the yard.
Don't go play with the neighbor. You know, I don't know. Like, I can't even fathom now. Versus,
whoa, what you mean? No, I'm playing.
I mean, the neighbor's kid is what I'm saying. It's like, don't go play with old Gerald over there.
You know why we don't like him.
You know, they came out with like the neighbor. The problem is though, is that they've came out with all these video games or video game or shows. Problem is like also with YouTube, they have it indoctrinated on doing this sort of thing.
Yeah.
And like, I had to tell my kids, like, my oldest is 8, so she can be home by herself. I had to literally tell someone, kids, I'm like, so that's your parents' rules. My rules is that if my oldest is home alone, she is not allowed to be outside by herself.
Yeah.
And so it's like, well, he can go outside and play. And I'm like, I don't care. Like, and trying to get that through my children's heads, it's like, my rules are going to be different than, you know, Shane's rules.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I definitely, as far as the kid thing, I do not care what anybody else does to raise their kid, because I understand how complicated, obviously within the, if I saw someone like punching their child, I'd obviously be upset.
Oh,
no.
I'm just saying,
coming above.
I see him. I got one of them down.
Like, as far as Bob!
Oh, he owe me. Dang, all of them owe me. I was so proud because I got one of them down. I was like, the whole squad came down.
I'm never going to tell nobody how to raise their kid, but I will say that raising a kid is not at all like anything you've ever prepared yourself for.
No, well, because I mean, well, think about when you get to like the teenage years too, or like the preteen years.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
I'm not ready.
It's that social media crap. Like, see, and I hate to sound like that or whatever, but I mean, it is the truth. Like, back in the day, we can disconnect from it. You know,
Alex, I swear to God, all I'm thinking to myself is I'm just thinking about even before any of that. Think about when I was 14, 15, 16. You know what I'm saying? Like, not just me. Just think about you. Think about your friends. Think about our friends. 14, 15, 16. Even if he's the best kid in the world, he's still going to be doing like shit that's like just degenerative.
I'll be right back.
I'll never forget that old dude who tried to offer me cocaine when I was like 14 years old.
I don't
even say no names, but I'll never forget that dude. Bro, you want to snort?
What am I supposed to do when I walk up on my son and he's sucking face with his girlfriend?
All right, boy, get
under
it.
Your roof.
All right, boy, get
in
it.
Your house.
Get it. Just make sure you wear a condom.
I see. But no, not when he's 13, James. You know what I'm saying? Like,
bro, I know you. I know you ain't trying to.
I know you ain't trying to talk right now, bro.
I wouldn't do it.
No, bro.
On the streets, like,
man.
Hey, listen.
You ain't trying to talk, Shane. As much as we gotten in with you.
When it comes to that sort of thing, like you talking about, like, that is a normal aspect of growing up. If anything, you want your kid to at least like start experiencing that type of stuff. See, if you don't want them to go into that weird internet child sort of thing, like, you don't want that kid to like not have any interactions with kids. You don't want that person to not want any interactions. Now, if he simply just doesn't want any interactions, well, then that's okay. That means he'd just be a natural introvert. He ain't going to get, you know, fucked up. But see, a lot of times what ends up happening is that these people want to communicate with other folks and they simply can't do it. And it's like, so they reach out to all these different spaces that you were talking about early on.
Yeah.
And it's like they try to branch out. And for whatever reason, these spaces kind of end up taking a turn because, you know, these people want to feel like they belong and they don't fucking belong. But they're like, yeah, you can't, you know, that's how they should grow up. Like, they should grow up normally.
Go fill it up.
As long as they ain't banging on your couch or nothing like that, it's all cool. But like, you know, keep it kosher or whatever. But
fill it up with water.
Yeah. Morals to me and is like based out of just respect too. Like, dude, I mean, look at it this way. Like, you ain't about to be like fucking getting your head on your grandma's couch. You know what I'm saying? Like, when she can walk in, you ain't about to do that, right?
So, but he just looks you dead in the eyes like, this is my account.
Sometimes when I get on Instagram or I get on any of these social media sites, I'm like, oh my God, they don't care anymore.
They don't.
Oh, but see, that's
they don't care anymore.
It starts, like, real talk, it starts in the house, bro. Like, all you have to do, if you don't want your kid growing up to be social media minded, do not get a kid social media.
Yeah.
Like, don't give him no smartphone. Like, give him a regular old busted phone like I got. Like, that's what I had. My folks kept me on that damn flip phone, Nokia. Everybody's like, man, your phone. Oh, I'm like, bro, I don't care. Like, I ain't got nothing to do on this phone anyway.
I think
I had the track phone. So all you had was Snake.
Yeah, exactly. Snake, and it's like it was by the minutes, bro. Like if you call or you text somebody, you got $4 left. Like, oh shit.
I think that having a child definitely is like one of those things, the way that you can raise them the best you can.
Yeah.
Is by being constantly afraid of like three steps ahead.
Oh, I try and it never happens. I'm like three steps behind them.
I think to myself, as long as I just try to stay ahead of him, because he's doing good. So it's like you constantly.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, bro, it's like once you get them out,
yes, I know.
Like once they get to like age 7 or 8, like public school's there, bro. Like it's there. And like you can't protect your kid from public school. That's why so many people were like upper class, you know, rich or whatever, like they put them kids in private school.
There's absolutely no reason to say something as foolish as I can't protect my child from public school.
See,
I promise you, I can protect my child from public
school. Like, I will run up in public school. I will beat those kids.
In the video game.
No, because see, the thing is, like,
kids are in public school.
Yeah.
And actually, it's more charter school, but it's still public school. I don't have to pay a monthly fee. And I lucked out because this school communicates with me.
Okay. See, there you go.
If my kids are doing good, like, I found out that my oldest, ended up getting like slapped, and I go, why did you get slapped? And like stuff happens, but it's like they communicate. Like I get emails, everything. It's like, it's great. Is it? And my kids are treated actually like kids instead of a number in the system.
Yeah.
Which is hard to find. Do I want to protect them from school? Dude, I have to try to protect them from even the community here.
Yeah.
And it's hard because I want them to figure stuff out on their own. But I'm also like upset because I let them do that. And all it ends up is like they're getting into fights, getting into disagreements. Mm-hmm. And then like I'm in trouble as a mom for not like providing enough discipline for them.
I'm like, man, they need to learn how to raise their own fucking kid. People always want to blame somebody else for something, bro.
Oh, yeah. Like, I've had to keep my 5-year-old away from, like, another 7-year-old, 8-year-old because she comes home, gets super stimulated from school and everything, and then ends up something, like, someone takes something of hers and doesn't give it back, and then, like, she ends up kicking somebody, and I'm the one that has to be like, no. And at point is like at what point should the older kid be like, hey, this is kind of being weird right now. Maybe I should just take a step back and let, you know, this kid that's younger than me maybe have a moment to like de-stress from the day.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, oh, I'm going to just keep going and keep going and keep going.
But see, that's what it is. The kid, like, they don't give a shit. They can't. And like, for some of them, depending on who raises them too, is like, some of them never get past that. Like, you know, they'll grow up and be grown and still won't give a damn.
Right. Oh, shit. I can't go out that way.
She found the wall, James. She found the wall.
This is not the Halo gods killing you.
No, it's all right. It's all right. The trap house is booming over now. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Well, I still need a weapon.
Oh, no. This place is dry.
Right there.
Oh,
right
damn. Yeah, I see both of them. I ain't got nothing on me, though. I got zero on me. Hold on. I'm going to try to pick this thing up and see if it's going
to
do something.
Can I bring my fist to this fight and see if I survive?
It helps sometimes. Yep. It didn't help me. It did not help me. I had a gun. But yeah, man, I mean, like, that's when it comes to that sort of thing, like I said, I don't. I have to look after, like, other kids and shit, like family and stuff like that. But when it comes to that type of stuff, you know,
I appreciate
it. It's about the rules that you set within your own house And I guess like trying to have your kids follow by those rules, but at the same time trying to be like as light on them as you can so they can kind of figure out shit for themselves. But
oh yeah.
When it comes to that shit, like Shane, like you're talking about, it depends on what kind of school you send them to. Like, see, Macomb, I mean, like, at least, well, the school we went to, preschool was all right. You know, they kind of used to do that stuff for me and my, from, like, my mom, you know, they're like, oh, Alex got in a fight. They shared up, told me, like, you just had to fight him. Like, that's how it was. Different times. So.
Yeah.
But it's like, by the time we got into kindergarten and everything else, bro, they stopped. They were not caring. Like, yeah, they stopped caring by the time you hit, like, 12, 13, hell, even before that sometimes. Because yeah. They feel like you are just another number. So it's like you're going to have to rely on your child to communicate with you.
My kid goes to daycare right now. He's 3. I've said that a couple of times. But I just tell him to snitch, bro.
Oh, bro, he going to get beat up.
not where he's at. Not where he's at.
No, I think.
If a kid acts up or, you know, a kid will hit him and he hits him back. And, you know, he gets in trouble when he gets home. After whatever the scenario comes by, because you know we got to get an earful. Yeah. He gets the earful for me. I'm like, no, snitch. I said if they hit you, snitch. So don't hit them back. I don't say snitch. Obviously, I say it way nicer.
I say go tell an adult. Yeah. I do that to my kids too.
I'm like, dude, you're not old enough for that shit to matter. Yeah. That he is not old enough, because you know what? If you hit somebody, I'm gonna be mad. Because you're not,
that parent, my kid hitting my kid.
Exactly.
Well, I'm
not scared of the other parent. What I'm worried about more than anything else is my son being the kind of motherfucker to think that he can just go around hitting people. I ain't got no problem with him being someone who can hit a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he wants to grow up and be a karate or fucking jujitsu or any of that shit, that's fine. But you can't just be going and smacking around on people, because the thing next thing you know, he's going to hit somebody's daughter, and it's going to be like some meth head is going to be like, oh,
what?
That's true.
Yeah.
It's I have to say that to my youngest. She's 5, and I go, if someone hits you or someone takes something from you, you say, can I please have it back? And if they say no, go tell. Like, don't hit. Don't. You know, do this, go tell somebody. Like, we need to communicate.
Yeah.
Because, like, and when we were kids, oh, hell, they're like, oh, if they hit you, you're going to hit them back.
Yep.
You do that now. It's like, it's.
Yeah.
You change like, both. No, like, yeah.
I don't need nobody's parents swatting me.
We can't do that.
I don't need nobody's parents swatting me. Funny,
right?
Hey, listen.
Come on, man. But you can fight me. Fight me and my damn kid. Fight me. Right. The whole family starts fighting.
And the rule was, is you don't hit them until they hit you.
Yeah.
Like, you don't, because then guess what? If like, they come up and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, so-and-so, there was this fight. This is who hit the dude for the first punch. Wasn't me. I just threw the last punch.
Yep, that's how you want to be. You want to be like, yo, I did not start it. But I finished it.
And you'll still get in trouble. But guess what? You're like, but I didn't start it.
Yeah.
That's what you got to understand, is like, I did not start it.
Yeah, but I mean, but outside of that, Shane, like, yeah, I think when it comes down to that whole incel thing, like, if you don't want your kid to grow up to be an incel, I would say just keep them off of the social internet. Like, real talk. Like, keep them off of the circus. Talk to your kid.
Keep them outside.
Yeah, keep them outside.
So, my oldest, she has a Discord profile, but it's only to play Minecraft with select people.
Yeah.
And, yes! Well, you and your sister were playing, and whose fault is that?
Yeah, but Mom, my sister.
Nope, it does not matter.
Open it and my
are you dying?
No, yeah.
Well, I bet it's gonna hurt, but do you think I care?
No.
Oh, come on, Mama, Mama, no, Mama.
But no, it but that's the thing, is that I don't tell, like, my kids want to, they want to play like Roblox and they want to do like stuff online. And I'm like, no, you're not talking to anybody.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? I'm like, no, you're not talking to anybody.
It seems like how in the hell they even found out that you could do that though?
Because they've watched YouTube.
Yep. See that? That's that shit.
And I don't let them, like, I actually am upset because I've seen people on Facebook who have Facebook pages for their kids.
That's wild, man.
And I'm like, nope, my kid's not getting it. Yes, child.
It's like, of course, you know, besides just them growing up a bit too fast, it's like, you got to worry about them, you know, them preds, the predator types.
Yep, and why don't you go lay down?
I gotta watch you watch.
Well, no, you don't need to watch anything. You are just trying to create a reason to stay awake.
Buddy, there's an Evo shield over here. A good one.
I have it right here.
Let what? Your sister took it back to her room.
Dude, I think LSU lost her game.
Well, like,
no,
so
man, you lost the house.
Yeah, dude, the house is gone. It's not even my house.
Jesus, Gavin walks in.
Gavin,
oh no,
oh my god,
what?
Not funny anymore, Xander. I'm about to bang my head to a shovel.
I'm gonna play all the shows here from now on.
Remy, please.
One name for the thing that we can crawl up and shoot over.
All right.
Yeah, what's she yelling about?
I have teenagers.
Oh, just wait till they get to be Well, see, no. I think once they get to be teenagers, though, it's like, you know.
No, it's going to be 10 times worse.
Until they're like, maybe when they're like 18, 19 or something. They have a bit more understanding about shit.
Well.
Hopefully. Oh, no, here comes the wall.
Okay. Closing thoughts on the podcast? We're getting kind of.
Yeah.
That, well, I think the big thing is just maintaining boundaries within anything to create a healthy relationship. I understand you want a chair.
Going up. People are going for what I'm going for.
With anything to create a good, healthy gaming community that where people can thrive and be good together.
Yeah.
Compared to.
I'm super itchy.
Did I get him?
I'm super itchy, Mom.
I know you are.
Can you itch my leg for me?
Oh, shit.
My teeth, my
Remy, leg. I'm in the middle of something.
I'm super itchy.
Y'all like, what? Y'all like flying?
No, we're inside and there's like five people behind me.
Oh.
What's that? That was a barrage. Okay.
I think that
I'm so stupid. I was heading directly for the
historically
wall.
Speaking, I think that you could probably go through the interwebs and find a lot of information regarding gaming communities being toxic, whether it be just because of people in the communities talking shit over, you know, online games, and because they don't have to see people face to face. And it, how it correlates with social media as well, and just anything regarding the internet. We do forget that the internet has been around for forever, and people have been doing this stuff for forever as well. The trash talk and just being inappropriate because no one has to see their face.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. But in the same breath, it is interesting to talk about in the gaming community because the gaming community continues to grow.
Yeah. I feel like, I mean, to that point, I feel like it is getting maybe a little bit better. You know, like you do have certain games that are actually trying to implement, you know, better ways to better communities and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And kind of like, I would say like with Apex, like they try.
Yeah.
But, and with more players coming into the gaming space, I think people are trying to get more accommodated and trying to be a little bit more open towards it. And like Bernie was talking about making better communities and stuff. Because, like, to me, that ain't gatekeeping. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, it's just, like, setting out a boundary, saying, hey, listen, like, if you want to be a part of this clique, you want to be a part of this group, like, this is what we're about. You know, like, just draw out those lines. And it's like, that goes to the people who want to be toxic, too. It's like, hey, y'all want to have y'all toxic group? We didn't go on, you know, Parlo or whatever the fuck. and then cut up.
Right, like, yeah. I was about to say, but to me, honestly, when it comes to video games, I think it should be, I'm not going to be the one at the forefront, like, the same way that I would with, like, a social media platform like Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, look, you can keep people from saying crazy shit on here. It's a video game, dude. Like, kids are playing this. You know kids are playing this. I will have some reform for that. With things like Twitter and stuff, it's like, you know what, man? Tell your kid to stay off of it and stay out the kitchen if you can't stand the heat.
Yeah, yeah, because, you know? I mean, that is kind of an extra part, too. You do have a lot of these chefs coming on here, these teenagers coming in here. Like, there was one thing was like this woman was recording different people having different reactions to it, and this boy like came on and was doing that whole, oh, you're a girl, get bully hunters or some kind of crap, and she just snapped the fuck off on him. And he was like, oh, I'm only 15. It's like, no, like, you grown enough to come in there to try to troll, you know, whatever you call yourself doing. Like, don't try to hide behind the fact that you're young. Nah, it's like, you grown enough to, you even know about what the fuck bully hunters is. Like, you grown enough to try to, like, pull in odd memes and stuff. So it's like, you grown enough to get hit back. Yeah. It's like, don't do this thing where it's like, you start crap and then you're like, oh, well, oh, sorry. You know, like, no, like, with that doubling down bullshit, like, just don't be an asshole. Like, it's as simple as that. It's like, I think we're all kind of mature enough to try to, like, at least get past that. I understand banter and talking crap, but there's a thin line, in my opinion.
Right. Yes. Absolutely.
Anyway, guys, we're going to wrap up this podcast episode. Be on the lookout, because in the next couple weeks, there would be another YouTube episode where me and Xander's going to go game hunt over in an hour away from us in a place called Hattiesburg. At the end of the month, we're doing a celebration stream, and everybody go follow Smother Birdie on Twitch.
Hey, I do also want to point out that when you guys come to Hattiesburg, please let me join in on occasion.
Oh, we got another one. Well, I knew he was going to do it. It's going to be fun.
Dude, come on, dude. Yeah, you guys got to let me know so I can put some coinage back to maybe join in on the occasion.
Well, it would be next. It's going to be next Tuesday.
Okay. Next Tuesday. You're coming on a Tuesday?
Crap. But yeah.
Well, we'll have to figure something out. We might have to do a special episode. We'll figure something out.
I'll be recording it. My face will not be on the camera.
we're gonna have a Xander PNG tuber that's gonna talk every time. Every time he talks, he's gonna appear.
Hey guys.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well. Do you know what noise a pterodactyl makes when it's in mating season?
Oh, please, God, no.